Rishi Deer from Elephantstone, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Oh, why, thank you. It is the Earshot 20, about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. These charts are for the week ending April 16th, 2013. The first hour of the program, we counted down the first 10, and now we're about to get into the top 10. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Well, you can find Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program, and are about to delve into the top 10. As well, you can find regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
All right. And if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20, and on Twitter @earshot20. That's our handle. I'm remiss for not saying this in the first part of the program, but if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, you can. That's the way to get in touch with us and talk about it. And we'll get you on for sure. And that's going to happen for a Montreal-based band, Damn Ships. We're going to be talking with Max Farrell from that band later on in the program. And in the first hour, if you missed it, we had Stephen Karlick with the Entertainment 411. He's with Exclaim, senior editor. And we also had Rishi Deer from Elephantstone. Missed any part of that? You can go back and listen to it. Radio4all.net is where we upload to, and we'll post that link to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, so you can go and find it there. Or you can subscribe to the podcast now on iTunes. Just search Earshot20. All right, let's get into it, and we're going to kick it off with number 10.
All right, number 10, falling from number 5, is David Bowie. And from his latest album, The Next Day, you're going to hear The Stars Are Out Tonight. And at number 9, it's only been a year and a half since Luke Lalonde released his solo album. But the busy songwriter is already back with his Born Ruffians, and the new album released this week debuts very strongly at number 9. The songs were written over the course of 3 years, some originating as Lalonde's laptop demos and others arranged at an Ontario farmhouse. And you're going to hear a track from that album, Birthmarks, called Cold Pop.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
And the living, we live closer to the earth, never to the heavens. The stars are never far away. Stars are out tonight. They watch us from behind their shades. Brigitte, Jack and Kate and Brad, from behind their tinted windows stretch, gleaming like black and sunshine. And the living, waiting for the first move, satyrs and their child wives, waiting for the last move, soaking up our primitive world. The stars are never sleeping, dead ones and the living. Stars are out tonight.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Someplace on the table for, that's where you were gonna go. A cork pop in your hand, dripping water, and I was falling in love. I saw you from above. Oh, you make a fool. What a gift of your boots and saxophone. Come on, pretty one. Your boyfriend, he's gone. They make me silently to go in love. I make it last, you're shaking slow. You sit down.
Once had a time, meet me at the line to see Suede playing. We had a time, I wish we could stay in. Waiting in line to see Suede playing.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Daniel by Devendra Banhart from his latest album, Sitting Still, at number 8, and that is called Mala. Debuting at number 9 was Born Ruffians and their latest called Birthmarks. You heard Cold Pop. And you heard The Stars Are Out Tonight by David Bowie from his newest album at number 10, down for 5. That's called The Next Day.
The stars might come out tonight, but if you are where we are, we get fog all the time. I don't know if we're going to see any stars tonight.
Maybe not.
No? I'll have to go to Hollywood to see some stars. Huh? No?
Not participating in this exchange.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined by Brian Cleveland. We're counting down the top 20 albums, now into the top 10 of earshot-online.com. Check out the site. It's a great website. You can find lots of neat things there. And now it is time for a feature that we call the Lowdown, and it is all of the albums debuting on the charts below the top 20, but you may see them creep up in the coming weeks and make their way up to the show and the charts above the top 20.
All right, at number 49 is the third release from Tura guitarist Omero Bombino Mokhtar, and he finds his desert blues transplanted to the US for recording by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys in his Nashville studio. His latest record is called Nomad. At number 42 is Joshua Van Tassel and the third full-length album from the Halifax-based producer, composer, and multi-instrumentalist is called Dream Date. At number 39, the latest collection of indie folk and rock compositions from the Philadelphia singer-songwriter Kurt Vile, following up his acclaimed 2011 release, Smoke Ring for My Halo, and that is a new album called Waken on a Pretty Days. And at number 38 is Keaton Henson with a new album called Birthdays. It's the second release for the British singer-songwriter and was produced by Joe Ciccarelli and features Band of Horses and Jessica Hoop as guests. At number 37 is Bleached with their debut album of garage rock for the LA-based twins Jessica and Jennifer Calvin, and that is an album called Ride Your Heart. At number 35 is James Blake and the follow-up to the acclaimed self-titled debut from the London Post dubstep producer and singer-songwriter, and his new album is called Overgrown. At number 30, the debut EP from the Toronto indie pop band Grounders called Wreck of a Smile. At number 27, Cold War Kids and a new album called Dear Miss Lonely Hearts, which is the fourth album from the Long Beach-based indie rockers, produced by former Modest Mouse guitarist Dan Gallucci. And the Toronto pop rock group Zeus are reissuing their 2012 album Busting Visions in deluxe form, complete with this bonus EP debuting at number 21 called Cover Me, and that includes covers of songs by Michael Jackson, Stone Temple Pilots, Big Star, R. Kelly, Genesis, Sam Roberts Band, and The Flaming Lips.
Thank you, Brian. And now it is time for a new segment I'm going to call The Best Name of the Bunch from Brian's Lowdown. And this week it is Joe Ciccarelli, because I love that name. That is so cool.
It's a great feature.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
We'll keep it up.
All right.
But you have to throw good names into the, even if they're not real. Maybe just throw a couple of fakies in there to
do that for you.
Can you? All right, good.
I'll look after that.
All right, that was the Lowdown. If you want to get in contact with us, facebook.com/earshot20. Probably a really great way to do it. And this is the way that one of the next upcoming bands got in contact with us to get a feature on the show. And we're going to talk about that very shortly, but a couple more tracks to bring you first. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming up.
All right, we're going to kick this set off of two with number 7 up from 10, Rye, and a track called 3 Days from their debut record, Woman.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7. your minerals. Rabbit beast at a foolish feast. All steal your breath. Twisted thief with a mangled glove. It's just my nature, I ruin love. It's just my nature, I ruin love. Stealing kisses in those misses within. Stealing kisses in those bloody sheets. I'm killing you. Misses within me. Stealing kisses in those bloody sheets. I'm killing you. I'm killing you. There's a window in time. 3 days to feel each other. Crack their spine. Misses within me. Stealing kisses in those bloody sheets. I'm killing you. I'm killing you. Stealing kisses in those misses within me. Stealing kisses in those bloody sheets. I'm killing you.
Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was As the Moon Sets by We Are Wolves from their new album, L'Amour Pop Club. And you heard that sitting at number 6, down from 3. At number 7 up from 10, you heard Rye. And from the album Woman, you heard 3 Days.
Okay, we're going to take a bit of a break now from the charts to chat with Max Farrell. He is one of the band members from Damn Ships, an indie experimental group out of Quebec. Max, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No problem at all. And I guess we'll start with just a brief background for our listeners out there who might not be familiar with you. And tell us how your band got started and how you got together.
We started in Montreal, Quebec, about just over a year ago. I started playing with my roommates at the time, and a friend of ours signed us up to play an art show. She's a visual artist, and they needed a band. And she signed us up before we even had anything written properly. So it was a good push to have us start writing some things. And it's been taking off since then. And we added our good friend Fraser on bass. And then, yeah, we just finished recording our first EP and we released it last week.
So kind of a jump into the music scene, so to speak. Not you really hadn't had any big experiences as a group to that point.
No, exactly. We hadn't, we sort of played on and off, like just for fun in our basement through high school. And then we moved to Montreal. Most of us moved here together to go to school in different places. And now that we're done school, it's sort of back to the music thing and doing it a bit more seriously.
So if I'm correct, Damn Ships, which is a self-titled EP, is your first EP?
Yes. Yeah, we released like a really low-quality demo basically a month after we started playing together, but that wasn't with the full band, and the songs have evolved since then, so this is our first real collective effort.
So what was the process like recording this album for you guys, being kind of a new group and being together? What was the process like for you, and is there a theme within how the album progresses, or is it kind of just an eclectic mix of music?
It's a bit of an eclectic mix of music, but we chose these songs because we thought they were fairly cohesive out of our whole set. And the way we got to record is we played a show here in Montreal as part of the CKUT 25-year anniversary show. It's a McGill campus radio station that some of our friends are affiliated with. And this young guy came up to us after the show and asked if we were interested in recording. He'd just finished doing a sound production program at Berkeley and was looking for bands. And he liked our stuff, so we said, sure, why not? And we ended up borrowing mics from friends, renting what we couldn't, and we recorded in my living room over the course of 6 hours. We did most of the bed tracks for this EP, and then we did a bit of overdubbing after and got Harris Newman from Grey Market Mastering to master it, because he's done some great work, Wolf Parade and guys from Godspeed, a few of their albums. So.
Very neat, and quite a quick turnaround on that too. The album is mainly instrumental. So is there a reason that you chose to not have any lyrics in your music? What's the idea behind that?
Well, I think the way we wrote a lot of these songs, we took bits and pieces of jams in our living room that we recorded over the last like few years, just like different ideas with different people. And we said, okay, that could be part of a song, that could be part of a song. And we tried to craft them. Only a couple of them, like Volkspark was one that I wrote that was pretty much fully written when we brought it to the table. But everything else was crafted its pieces here and there. And I think myself and the drummer, Liam, really enjoy a lot of instrumental music and are heavily influenced by bands like Do Makes They Think and Tortoise. And I guess we do have singing on some songs, but sort of the idea to keep this a bit more of a cohesive EP, we chose songs that were instrumental. Just to sort of keep it as one contained unit, and we're working right now to record just a single. single of two songs that actually have singing on them. So that's going to be a little bit of a different vibe.
Very cool. Well, if people want to hear more, of course, we're going to throw a track on here from your EP and give people a listen to that. But if they want to hear more, they can go to damnships.bandcamp.com. They can also find you on Facebook, and we've liked you on Facebook, so they can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and find you guys on there. Max, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Here they are in an Earshot Extra spot this week. It's Damn Ships on the Earshot 20.
Extra.
Five. You made my heart.
Earshot 20. Number 4.
Everything, everything, everything is different today. Everything, everything, everything makes a little more sense. I'm gonna hold on to that thought until my flesh begins to rot in the cold, cold, in the cold, cold. Anything, 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 whisper in my ear. Go on, anything, 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 my steady mind is clear. And I would search far and wide to find the correct reply. Ask me anything, 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 anything at all.
I can't do it.
No.
I tried to clap along with Jimmy. But
I thought you did all right, job.
Yeah, it was good. Okay.
That was the title track from Shotgun Jimmy's latest brand new record, Everything, Everything, this week falling from number 2 to number 4. And before that, falling just one spot to number 5 was Charles Bradley. And from the album Victim of Love, you heard You Put the Flame on It.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums, and now trucking along, we're almost to the number one spot again this week. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined by Brian Cleveland, and if you've missed any part of the show, don't worry about it. We'll put it up online for you to listen to if you want to catch any of the interviews you might have missed, or the Entertainment 411 with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim. He's a senior editor. So you can get that at radio4all.net, and we post a link for that on our Facebook page after the show is over and once it's uploaded, normally on Mondays. And you can also podcast the show from iTunes. Just search Earshot 20. Few more tracks to bring you before the hour is up, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, we're going to start off the set with Nap Trap by The Bicycles at number 3, up from 6, and their new album, Stop Thinking So Much.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
Tries to raise their head, the other one says they stay in bed. And who could resist this?
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
You never caught it.
on air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number one.
It's the Earshot 20.
And sitting still at number one, that was Soons with their new album Homage to Future, and you heard a track called Mirror, Mirror. Before that, Color Your Lights In by the Besnard Lakes at number two, up from 12, and their new album Until In Excess, Imperceptible UFO. And at number three, up from six, was the Bicycles' Stop Thinking So Much. You heard a track called Nap Trap.
Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle for Twitter. All great ways to get in touch with us. You can do so, and you can also find a link to download the show, if you've enjoyed it that much, at our Facebook page. We'll upload normally on by Monday. We'll have it uploaded every week to radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And it's also a podcast downloadable on iTunes. All right. That does it for us. We'll be back next week with a brand new countdown. I'll be sad because Brian won't be here with me, but I'm sure you'll be listening from afar.
It's my second time missing the program ever.
I know, I'm sad. It's going to be scary.
You get no time off.
It's going to be a scary one out there. All right. Thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned for more great campus and community radio programming. It is on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.